Looking at Someone Else's Mess. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Looking at Someone Else's Mess. How often do we go through life looking at someone else's mess? We look at what other people are doing and we say, oh, I could do that so much better. We look at what other people are saying and we say, oh, I could say that oh so much better. We do all these silly things, we do all these silly statements, and we say to ourselves, oh my goodness, yes, I could do that so much better than anybody else has done it. Well, visualize yourself doing it. And as you look at somebody else's mess, just visualize yourself doing it. And what would you do to improve it? What would you do to make it all the more better? Now, just a simple illustration of mowing the lawn. Oftentimes we're sitting out on our porch looking out at our neighbor and we're watching them as they mow their lawn. And they mow their lawn back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and they miss a lot. Because going one direction they get something, and then going the other direction they get something, and then each direction allows them to miss certain blades of grass that don't get cut properly. And so we watch. And then they go around the edges and they trim as close as they can to the trees and the bushes, and they say, close is good enough. And so after they finish, they go in the house and have a cup of ice cold tea and come out and sit on the porch and look at their beautiful job and say, that's a job well done. And for us, it's looking at someone else's mess. Now, how do you mow your lawn? Well, in the first place, you mow your own lawn and you do it the way you feel it should be done. Now, we're not going to talk about the mechanics of mowing lawns right now. That's not the point of this talk. The point of this talk is that we are looking at our neighbor or at anyone else, and we're looking at the mess that they have made of the work that they're doing. And as we look at this mess, we find that we take it upon ourselves to feel very unhappy about it. We are ashamed to have a neighbor in the neighborhood whose lawn looks like that lawn looks, so half done or half cared for or just a kiss and a promise, and that's all? Wow. Let's take another look at it. Let's take another look. We're sitting there watching the neighbor mow the lawn. Now, instead of watching him mow the lawn, watch him as a person. And see the stride that he takes and see the joy that he has in his movement. See how well prepared his lawnmower is, how well oiled it is, and how well managed it is. It looks great. He's kept it clean and nice, and it runs beautifully. And then look at his plantings. Look past the tall grass on the edge of the planter and see the beautiful flowers there. See the roses and the tulips and the marigolds and all the other iris and plants that are just lovely to look at. And when you go over, say, George, you mind if I look at your plants? They are just gorgeous. And George looks down at the plants and he sees the grass that's not tended too well next to the plants. And he says, oh, just a minute. You go back and have another cup of tea and I'll have this all done when I can really enjoy showing it to you. Well, now George is doing it for somebody else. George is looking at his neighbor and saying, wow, what does he expect of me? Or does he look at his plants and say, wow, I want to show them off in the most beautiful way? And then he does. He takes out his lawn trimmer, his edger. He takes out his clippers and he clips everything down. He's down on his hands and knees going along the edge of his beautiful flower garden, which borders on the grass. And then as he does this, he looks back at the grass and he says, oh my, I missed a lot of it. I didn't see it from this level. Now that I'm down here on the level of the grass itself. And oh, before Fred comes out here, I got to get my mower back and run that back across the lawn in another pattern so that it'll cut the rest of it. So the opposite direction, side to side, top to bottom he went before. Now side to side he's going across his lawn and trimming it and trimming it and trimming it. And by the time Fred comes out, of course the second time across it all is a lot easier. So by the time Fred comes out, George has the place looking just like a garden, just like the park. And he's proud of it. And he's still pulling out the last little bit of tall grass and weeds on the edge of his flower garden. And Fred comes over and says, "George, this is marvelous. You have such a beautiful lawn. It looks just like a park. My goodness, George, I would like you to give me your technique. This is beautiful." And then instead of looking at somebody else's mess, we are now looking at someone else's joy, someone else's magic, someone else's excitement, all because we took time to go over and say, "Let me see those beautiful flowers you have." And then it needed the showcase. And then George made sure the showcase was ready for Fred when he came over, when he was ready. You see, when we look at other people's messes, and we call them messes, we just downgrade the situation. When we look at the work other people are doing, and we find the beautiful spot of it, the beautiful area of it where it can be complimented and can be praised, and then we praise that. We praise it honestly. The other person is going to look at what we are praising and say, "Yes, you're right." And then he'll look at the showcase in which it stands too, and make sure that that is just as perfect as not. I made up a couple of birthday cards here for Ingeborg. And I looked for pictures, but I wasn't able to be successful in finding them quickly like I wanted to. So I made it up just with words. And I put a couple of hairline borders around my framing and my wording and stuff. And then I printed it off. Well, the words looked great, but the framing and the bordering looked just, you know, terrible. They were not exactly what I wanted. They did not embellish the story I wanted to tell. So, with just one click, away went the borders. With one click, away went the framing. And then the picture was really gorgeous. You see, sometimes we have to look at our own mess. Not because it's a mess, but because we're looking at it with an objective point of view. Now, I went to a lot of bother to put those framings in there. I went to a lot of bother to measure them and to put them in the right perspective and to have them in the right manner. And then, in just two or three clicks, to take them all away. Wow, you've got to have a lot of courage to do that, because this is part of your creativity. Well, when we make our creativity the joy of our heart, and not make our creativity the idea that we want to, make somebody happy, to make ourselves happy. We want to just do our best and go in there and have a lot of fun. And this is really what it's all about. Go in there and have a lot of fun. Take these ideas to heart for yourself and realize that when you're looking at someone else's mess, if instead you look at someone else's beauty, you find the goodness in what they do. I say to different people who come up, I can't find anything to praise that person with. And I say, well, how do they shine their shoes? Are their shoes nice? They say, boy, you got beautiful shoes. You shine them so nicely. Or what about your tie? Or what about your blouse? What a lovely blouse, you know. The person under it looks just, you know, but no, you forget that. You talk about the blouse. You talk about something beautiful about them. You say to this person who is having problems in other areas, you say, what beautiful coordination you have in the coloring of your clothes. You just are a balanced fashion model. You are great. And go away. Don't say any more. And they'll doubt you, but they'll have in the back of their mind that, hey, he thinks I'm a fashion model. He thinks I got good taste. And they will develop good taste because you think they have it, and you did it without pressure, without a lot of comment, just a 1-2 punch that you gave as you went by, and let it alone. And this is how it is working with children. This is how it is working with adults. This is how it is working with pets. This is how it is working with the world. Just tell the world how much you love it. Remember the song? I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. Now let's change that. I just love to sing the songs in perfect harmony. It makes my heart soar evermore, perfect, perfectly. That's the song that I sing. You see, rather than wanting to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony, sing yourself in perfect harmony. Everyone may not agree with how you sound, but you think you do, and that's all that matters. You think this is a wonderful world, and you are not looking at someone else's mess. You are looking at someone else's pride and joy, starting with your own. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.